Greetings, I'm Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Today we have as our guest Joy Hatchett, who's Associate Commissioner for Consumer Education and Advocacy for the Maryland Insurance Administration. And Joy's here today to talk to us about some important information about insurance coverage that we should think about in this era of all these storms and all of these things that happen in the course of our daily lives. So, Joy, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, I appreciate you coming back again. It's been a little bit, and every time I have you on, we learn something. Everybody learns something, so we appreciate it. First of all, could you tell us a little bit about the Insurance Administration?
Well, we are the state agency that basically regulates the insurance industry. We make sure that insurance companies and insurance agents comply with Maryland law. And we really focus on making sure that consumers are given their rights and basically are given any types of policy or agreements that they're entitled to under their policies. For example, if you are involved in an automobile accident and if the insurance company does not pay the claim in accordance with the contract, we're the state agency that you can come to for free, and we can help that consumer. And we do it for all types of insurance, for automobile, health insurance, life insurance, and homeowners. So I really try to tell people that think of us sort of like the Better Business Bureau for insurance.
Yeah. And how can someone find out more information?
Well, we've got a couple of ways. You can go to our website, which is insurance.maryland.gov, G-O-V, or you can give us a call, 1-800-492-6116, and we have all kinds of brochures, videos, webinars, just trying to make sure that the average consumer can understand what their rights are under their insurance. Because, Bill, as you know, insurance is not easy.
Yep.
And so all of us need a little bit of help understanding what our rights are, knowing how to shop for insurance, how to compare the prices. I mean, and so that's what our agency does.
Yeah. Well, you folks do well, and your website is a really good one. There's lots of really good information there that I learned from that. I learned from whenever I go on that website, I learn something that really is important for everyday life. And I know that the Insurance Administration is always trying to get information from the public, such as your ongoing listening sessions.
That's right. One of the things that because of COVID, we have not been able to get out into the community as much as we would like.
Right.
So what we did instead was hold a few listening sessions where we were able to listen to the public and hear what some of their concerns were on different issues. And thus far, we have held three, basically focusing mostly on health insurance and life insurance. But we're going to be holding even more in the next few months. So if people would like to see what we've already held have been all about, they can go to that website, insurance.maryland.gov, and they can look at past ones. Or if they're interested in what we're going to be doing in the future, they can go to our website and find out about those. And one of the things that I've been very happy with, Bill, is you know that before COVID, we were all over the place doing lots of outreach.
Right.
Well, we're back out. We're back out at farmers markets, libraries, and different health fairs. So take a look. Your listeners should take a look at our website And if there's a location that's close to you, come visit us. And we have some of our representatives there that can answer your questions right there in person.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And I know that if folks can't make the don't run into you at the fairs or at the other events or go to the listening sessions, that you always want input anyway.
Absolutely.
And your unit is the one that is in charge of trying to get that, right?
Absolutely. We try to reach people in all types of ways. But as you said, if they don't see us out in the field, just give us a call. That 1-800-492-6116, and we can answer your questions. Or if you just want to compare the rates, we've got this wonderful guide that you can compare how much the different automobile insurance companies will charge you for auto insurance. Everyone complains about how much they're paying. Well, you can do something about it.
Yeah.
You can shop around. So just we encourage people, take advantage of all the resources that we have available.
Yeah, and save yourself a lot of money.
That's absolutely.
Let's talk about the storms that we've been having, and I guess we are going to have more and more as this climate change really makes our weather more and more unpredictable and extreme. I know that there's a lot of aspects of storms that touch people's lives, but how should we prepare for these storms based on your experience in insurance?
Right, and as you said, we are beginning to see more severe or more frequent storms. And that's just something that we really, at this point, the thing that you can do to help yourself is to take steps to mitigate or prevent or lessen the harm that you can have. So there's steps that you can take to fortify your home. But I always also look at it from an insurance perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So what can you do to protect your valuable assets? And so a lot homeowners generally think about, okay, I need to get homeowners insurance. But renters also need to think about it. Because if you are a renter and your personal property is damaged, your landlord is not responsible for that. You end up having to pay for that. So what you should consider doing is purchasing renter's insurance. And remember that it's not just if you live in an apartment complex. If you're renting a home, even if you're renting a room in a home, all of those things, if there's a loss, you need a renter's insurance policy to cover that loss.
Yeah.
And then one of the things that we've seen from these flooding events recently is the damage to automobiles. And I can't tell you how many people will say, well, my insurance company won't cover the damage to my car. And my question is, what type of policy did you have? Because if you have the bare minimum, a liability only policy, that will not cover you if a tree falls on your car or if your car is flooded. You need basically either comprehensive or full coverage to have that car's damage covered.
That's a good thing to underline. So the way we can better prepare ourselves for storms is make sure we have either renter's insurance or homeowner's insurance. No matter if we rent one apartment or one room or a house or we own a house, we need insurance to protect us. And we need comprehensive or full auto insurance to stop any kind of huge loss to our cars, because they're really expensive. And that would be a real loss. Let's talk
about... And also, if your car...
Huh?
It also, if your car is the way you get back and forth to work, you don't live on public transit, then to basically, if you lose that car, you've got the potential there to lose your job.
Yeah. And that, as everybody knows, makes it everything far, far worse.
Absolutely.
So it does, they do cost money, these insurance things, but by going on the Maryland Insurance Administration's website, folks can compare and call you folks up and ask you questions about it so that you get what you pay for.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a good tip. It's a very good tip. I know that it would be we're still in the emergency, as the governor's ongoing decree said, even though some folks don't seem to think that we are. Let's talk a little bit about COVID-related insurance issues. What would you suggest to folks?
So the main thing that we continue to tell people is that the vaccine is free. And while, if you, depending on where you go, there may be an administrative charge for the vaccine, that is not a charge that you would pay. So basically, let's say you go to a physician's office, they're allowed to write on the paper that there's an administrative fee, but that's not a fee that you, the consumer, would pay. That fee gets paid either by the federal government or through some other entity. It is not a fee a consumer would have to pay. So if a consumer is ever asked to pay a fee for a vaccine, then they need to let us know about that, and we will look into it. The other thing that we always want to tell consumers is that if you have any questions about either the treatment or any of your medical bills related to COVID, just like with everything else, file a complaint with us and we'll review it to make sure that you are not charged for services or medication or anything else, because there are many different things that the law covers, and we don't expect consumers to know or understand that. What they should do is just give us a call, and we will look into it.
Amen. Amen. Good words. Unfortunately, though, Joy, we're getting to be about out of time. Could you give us that contact information one more time, please?
Absolutely. The phone number is 1-800-492-6116, and our website is insurance.maryland.gov, and it's G-O-V, gov.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. As usual, you're a font of really useful information. I appreciate it, Joy.
Thank you, and I hope your listeners come out and see us at one of our in-person events.
Amen.
Remember, if you are a victim of discrimination, say in finding an apartment, getting a mortgage, being unfairly passed over for a job at work, or being told we don't rent to you people, don't just take it. File a complaint. Call the Maryland Commission on Civil Rights at 410-767-8600 or 1-800-637-6247. If you need training in fair housing, call the Maryland Commission on Civil Rights at 410-767-8600, Español Marca El Dos, or 1-800-637-6247, or go to mccr.maryland.gov on the net, or call me at 410-929-7640. Or go to mccr.maryland.gov.
Unfortunately, though, for Living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, Joy Hatchett, who's Associate Commissioner for Consumer Education and Advocacy Unit for the Maryland Insurance Administration, for being our guest today. Thank you, Joy. Keep up your good work for all of us.
Thanks so much.
And for living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.